I love saying we'll never know to things that are like facts.
Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, that's really good. Like, we'll never be certain. And it's like, yeah. No, like, I'm certain this is 100% factual, evidently true.
Yeah, and you just always respond with like, well, we'll never really know, though.
And they're like, well, actually, if we just checked, no, we'll never know.
We'll never know.
What else is new? We have to do, an intro, and then we can, like, talk about things and stuff. I don't know. It's a podcast, so I'm assuming we have to be interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do our introduction. Hi, I'm actually, 28, but still I have nothing done, and I live with my mom. It's cool. You should do it, too. Everyone's doing it. Welcome to Single and Unemployed. Is your life pathetic? Not as bad as ours. Check it out.
Is that our new intro?
Uh-huh.
Because I'm kind of into it.
We don't even need to record anything. That was perfect.
Okay.
Well, Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
So glad to be here today. So happy with our new intro. And we always do our little updates at the beginning of every episode. Nothing is, again, particularly new with me. I wish I had a fun story to share other than the fact that I just started school. I haven't failed anything yet.
One weekend. Amazing.
Haven't been kicked out. Don't have any grades back. But okay. I'm on top of all of my things. I've started a new routine. I'm getting up at 7 a.m. I'm doing my meditation, my gratitude, cooking breakfast, exercising, and doing school.
Get it, girl.
Yeah, it's like uncomfortably responsible. So that's me. Let's shoot it over to you.
Whoa. Okay. Well, my name is Andrea. I am single, unemployed, 28, living at home, whatever. Soon to be in Canada. By the time this is released, I will be home, staying in my parents' house. But they won't be there. They'll be in California still. So I'm just going to be joyriding in a suburban home in Barrhaven. One update from last week that I have been so excited to share with you. For those who don't know, last week, we did a whole episode on hot takes, okay? And Katie has notoriously been the queen of hot takes on this show. I, on the other hand, am just this people-pleasing, go-with-the-flow, easygoing, chill, really relaxed co-host.
You're literally none of those things.
That's how I see myself.
You just don't, you're just more afraid to rock the boat because you're scared of what other people are gonna say to you.
We'll never know.
Andrew's the kind of person where, like, if you're together and you committed a crime and the police came, she would just point at you, be like, she did it.
That's true. The cops would arrive and I would be nowhere to be found. That's probably true. Everyone would be thrown under the bus. But anyway, we had this episode last Friday. We recorded it and something was unleashed in me when it came to letting out my hot takes. So Friday night, same day as the recording, I go out for dinner with a bunch of girls and we have a couple drinks and there's a new girl there. We're going to call her New Girl. And we naturally start talking about dating.
Of course.
And so, classic. And we're chatting about different people in their lives that they're considering. And then New Girl mentions that she would never date someone shorter than 5'10". And so I asked her, well, how tall are you? And she goes, oh, I'm 5 foot. And I was like, sorry, 5'5"? And she's like, no, 5 foot. And I'm going to be completely honest with you. I fully went off on her.
What did you say?
I was like, excuse me, you're 5 foot and the shortest you'll date is 5'10". That's insane. Do you know that? Like, the world is your oyster.
Yeah. You can date that hot guy that's like 5'6" that no one else will date because they're being a bitch. And you can date them comfortably because they'll be 6 inches taller than you still.
Yes, they will always be taller than you with heels on. Even if they're 5'6". Even if they're 5'5". So, you know, it gets a bit uncomfortable because I'm upset. I'm actually like, I'm sorry, but the tallest that you are allowed to date moving forward, New Girl, is 5'5". I'm sorry. I don't make the rules, but that's what it is.
I don't make the rules, but the rule has been made and here it is and you better abide to it.
Yeah. And I realize this is actually a very important hot take that I left out of our last episode, because here's the issue. Short girls want to date tall guys and tall guys want to date short girls. So the short guys and the tall girls are fucked. Excuse my French, but I'm upset.
I'm so sorry. Just also building off of that, people that refuse to date someone based off their height before they've even had a chance to connect with them are trash.
I agree.
Yeah.
100%.
Like, I think you should give people a chance and not be such a fucking dick.
Yeah. Now, I mean, that being said, would I prefer to date someone taller than me? Yeah, I would.
Mm-hmm.
But is that a deal breaker for me? Definitely not. But I mean, I made it pretty clear how I felt. And afterwards, my friend that I went with was laughing. But you know when someone's laughing, but they're kind of serious?
Right.
And she was like, you know, I think you really took it a bit far. Like, I think she was really uncomfortable. And I was like, I feel so passionately about this that I don't care. And that is not who I am. It was invigorating.
I'm so happy for you. I mean, it is like a really interesting topic to care that much about, that you were willing to make an entire room of people uncomfortable for the sake of. But like, I'm happy for you.
I mean, I truly believe that if tall people and short people stay in their lanes, that's how we're going to get world peace.
Thank you so much for that, Andrea. It was the hot take that I never knew I needed.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Thanks for understanding and supporting.
Yes. So, Andrea, we decided this week to do an advice episode because, well, who's more qualified to give advice on life situations than two people who are
doing really well.
Crushing it.
Yes, we felt qualified. We felt that people would want to know our advice. No one has asked for that. No one has even seemed interested in hearing it.
Or like not even somewhat insinuated that they wanted to hear this.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So we just kind of came up with it as a topic. And so that's what you're getting.
And so, you know, in our best case scenario, which we, when we discussed making this episode a few weeks ago, we thought it would be really cool if we kind of put the question out to you guys to hear what kind of problems you would like our advice on. And so we actually did a similar format for an episode about feedback and maybe two people replied. So we realized that no one fucking cares, and we've decided to pull some questions off the internet. I spent some time researching some compelling questions that already actually were part of an advice column, but I'm actually gonna see what Andrea would maybe say to help these people through their hard times. And so without further ado, we're gonna call this episode Ask Andrea.
Oh, no. Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh.
For the record, I haven't heard any of these questions yet, so no. I'm nervous.
This first question is titled, "My boyfriend smells like olives."
Is he Lebanese?
Maybe. "Dear Andrea, my boyfriend smells like olives. Recently, he took me to dinner at a very romantic tapas bar, and we were having a nice time, until I accidentally ordered a dish that has olives, in brackets. Ew! No big deal, he said. He loves olives, and traded plates with me. But, of course, that night when we kissed, all I could taste was those gross olives. Even weeks later, it's all I can smell whenever he gets close."
Weeks later,
"I finally talked to him about it, and he swears he hasn't been eating any. I think I hurt his feelings. Nevertheless, he still smells like olives. What should I do?"
Oh, man. That is a tough one. Does she have a name?
She hasn't left an alias on this one.
Okay. Well, Olive Girl, thank you so much for this question. I'm really glad that you wrote in. And I will have to say that my first line of action for you would be to break up. Mm. Unfortunately, once an olive smeller, always an olive smeller. It doesn't sound like it's going to get better. And it seems to be a deal breaker for you. And so I would say that relationship is unfortunately doomed.
Wow. Damn. So like, you don't think there's any possibility that like he could stop smelling like olives, or that maybe it's like some psychological thing that she's not understanding?
Well, the issue here is that because he's smelling like olives weeks later, that means that he is lying to her about not eating olives. So it's a deeper problem of being untruthful.
I really like that that's how you read it, because to me, it sounded a lot like she just has some weird deep psychological issues and is associating the scent of olives with her boyfriend. But that's why we have the expert here. So I'm really happy that you're here for that.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but yeah, I hear where you're coming from, but I just believe that he's a liar and needs to go.
Wow. Thank you, Andrea. That's wonderful.
No problem. Yeah.
Okay, so sounds like sneaking olives is the new infidelity.
Yeah, which is equally as harmful.
I mean, I really like olives, but I'll date him.
I like olives too. Send him our way.
Yeah, maybe he just needs a partner that's willing to love him olives and all.
I think so.
Okay, next question.
I'm ready.
He proposed. Now, how can I avoid him? I swear I didn't write this.
This is a great question once again. And I think a lot of people wonder this.
Yeah. Do you want the further detail, or do you want to give advice before I read it?
Okay, I'll hear more.
Okay. Recently, a friend rather unexpectedly told me that he liked me. More than that, he proposed.
Oh, you're not even dating.
Oh, so like what you're trying to say is that no one wants to propose to either of us, but your friend casually tried to. Oh, cool. No, no. It's fine.
Weird flex, but okay.
It's fine. So it was quite a shock to have him tell me this. This is a friend who I never thought of this way, that way in any way, nor do I wish to date him. It really came out of left field. Both of us are living abroad, and we have different home countries, so I could easily avoid him until I return home. But to do so means that I will have to almost cut him off an entire circle of friends, and I have a few good friends whom I don't want to lose. So some of them have been my family, and I don't know what to do. How do I move past this awkward situation so that I can face him? I really hope to move past this, and I don't want to have to run away, but I just don't know what to do. Please help.
Oh no, I wish I hadn't heard the additional context, because right. It's complicated now.
Right. Because what was your initial response?
Well, my initial response was like, that's easy. You know, you guys just move to separate countries and you can technically be married. Maybe he can be like bankrolling your lifestyle. But you just don't need to see him because you live in different countries.
Wise.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I think any logical person would do. But this is tough because they already live in different countries. And, you know, the friends and family are involved. So I think what you do in that scenario is just like make up a fake boyfriend.
Oh,
right. Mm-hmm. So you just be like, oh, wow. Like, thank you so much for proposing. But I've actually had this secret boyfriend all along. And
he's going to be like so jealous.
Yeah, he'll be so jealous. And like, it's getting kind of serious. I'm so sorry I never told you. There was just like reasons that I don't want to get into right now. But I wasn't able to tell you this information earlier.
Wow, Andrea.
Literally making up a fake boyfriend can get you out of so many bad situations.
I mean, it's so true. How many times have we faked having a boyfriend at a club or a bar?
Absolutely. Okay, so yeah, there you go. Make up a fake boyfriend. It's just the best.
Perfect. Okay. Dear Andrea, can I ask him not to have a bachelor party? Help. I don't want my guy seeing, admiring, or being turned on by other naked women. Do I have to accept that my fiance will attend a bachelor party?
What? I mean, not all bachelor parties have naked women at them.
Listen, it sounds like he might be going to a strip club.
Okay. Okay. All right. Anti-bachelor party girl. Mm. Interesting question. To be honest, I do have follow-up questions that I'll never be able to ask you. Mm. So I guess in this instance, I think what you could probably do is tell him that he can have the bachelor party so that he doesn't think you're trying to control him. But then when the time comes, slip him some sleeping pills.
Mm.
Let him just pass out and accidentally miss the whole night. And then, you know, it's at that point it's too late. So you just carry on with your lives. That's what I would probably do.
And then he wakes up and you're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Was that tonight? I like totally didn't. I'm so sorry. You slept through the whole thing.
Yeah, I had no idea that was tonight. I would have woken you up. I wish you had told me. Just play dumb.
I like that. Yeah, just it's perfect. And it's exactly what women were made to do.
Yeah, totally. And it he has no idea that you orchestrated it. So you don't come off as this like controlling psycho girlfriend.
It's perfect.
Win-win. I'm actually so good at this. I can't believe.
Wow. You should start your own advice column.
I've been looking for my next gig. So yeah, maybe.
All right. This next one's called How Do I Cope with Rejection? Dear Andrea, what's the best way to move past rejection, whether it's job rejection or romantic rejection? The conventional wisdom is to remain resolute and try again. But I've been doing that with no luck. What should I do? They signed this human repellent. I would start by changing the alias, but that's just me. Mind over matter.
I agree. Identifying as human repellent isn't going to be great for your self-esteem.
No.
But that's what you chose, and so that's what we're going to call you. Mm. Human repellent, rejection is hard. I would say the first step is to make sure you don't take any responsibility. So like whatever you might have done wrong, not your fault.
Don't learn from it.
It was other people's issue. You're perfect. Mm. There's nothing you need to do different, nothing that you need to change. And just remember that as you go into all these situations and just, I don't know, I guess let us know how that goes. Well, I've never been rejected. I've never, ever been rejected in my life. So I just can't relate.
I mean, you did go on a date with someone that later told you that it was just friendship while the whole time you believed you were on a date. But we don't need to call that rejection if you don't want to.
I don't think. Yeah. That's not the right word for it.
Okay.
I've also been turned down by many jobs over the last 6 months. But again, rejection? No, I don't accept that.
No. And, you know,
it was a mutual disagreement.
And I mean, like, if you want to add on to this advice a bit, we could just take a page out of every man's book that I've ever encountered that's a somewhat piece of shit. So I'd say like maybe about 50%. Sure. You know, if someone rejects you, just say that they're a fat, ugly whore that you never wanted in the first place. Well, I mean, like guys do it all the time, right? So why not us?
It's like how every guy calls all of his ex-girlfriends crazy.
Ooh. Anytime a guy tells me his ex-girlfriend was crazy, I'm like, oh, so you were gaslighting her. Oh, you just like made yourself totally emotionally unavailable without explanation and then just waited for her to figure out that you didn't want to be with her anymore and it took months. Oh, yeah, no, she's crazy.
I hate when guys do that. It's so annoying. Just like communicate. I'm sorry. If you're not interested, just say that. You don't have to drag it out for months.
It's really not that hard.
It's really not.
And yet here we are.
Okay. So yeah, there you go. Take no responsibility and call everyone crazy.
I love it.
Take the white man route. I love that. Yeah.
Perfect. Now, where are we? I don't know. I don't think we can top "My Boyfriend Smells Like Olives," but I'll try. This one, the title is written in all capital letters. So in spirit of how it's written, I'm going to yell it.
Okay.
This one is titled, "Are All College Guys Jerks?"
Yes.
Yeah. And the context is, I'm a sophomore in college. Over winter, four of my guy friends from high school tried to kiss me. The kicker? Ooh. All four of these men are in relationships.
Ooh.
Ooh. Even if I'm sending some sort of subliminal. She's a master's student. Subliminal, yes, message. Wow. Why is
that? Try again.
Even if I'm sending some sort of subliminal message that says open for business, it hardly seems right that they would approach even the most sultry of vixens, which I am not, with the intention of cheating. I'm currently questioning whether I can trust any man, at least any man under 25, to stay loyal in a relationship when I seem to serve as an overwhelmingly huge example of their willingness to stray.
Wow. There is so much to unpack for that one, college girl. First of all, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but men over 25 are not better, unfortunately. So there's that.
So what's your advice exactly?
I feel like I don't even understand the question. Like, are men trash? Yeah.
Yes, that's okay. I think my advice would be like, just make out with them and then message their girlfriends, because it's a win-win situation. You get to hook up with a cute guy and then you get to ruin his life.
Okay, that's definitely one approach. This is a hard one to make a joke about because cheating for me is just so unacceptable.
Have you been cheated on?
No, but I just think that's like really mean, really wrong. We took such a dark turn. I want to get out of this.
Help, help, I'm drowning. Wow, Andrea, I just got to say that it's kind of surprising to me that this is your first time giving advice ever. Like, I would have thought for sure, like, you've been doing this for a chunk. I mean, like, I'm the one that's taking a fucking, you know, master's in counseling, and I'm starting to think that, like, maybe that was meant for you. Maybe I've been reading the signs wrong. Maybe I'm the one that should be unemployed.
Well, yeah, that's definitely one way to interpret it.
For sure.
I don't think you're going to be the only person impressed by my advice today. I think a lot of people are going to find it helpful. They're going to find it beneficial. And yeah, I mean, I even surprised myself with how good I was at this.
Wow.
So if anyone wants to engage with us in the DMs, I'm happy to answer any other questions that anyone has.
Or read them on next week's episode.
Yeah, and give my responses happily.
Yeah.
I'm here for you. I'm here for everyone.
And for everyone that listens to this podcast religiously and doesn't engage with us when we ask, I just have to say, grow up.
Yeah. There's a really special place in, like, Alaska for you guys.
Yeah, it's probably pretty nice, actually, because Alaska looks pretty beautiful.
Yeah, that's true. Damn it. Where's somewhere horrible?
Oh, Toronto.
You know what? They would be so lucky to spend a night in Toronto.
No, there's a very special place in Hull for you.
Yes.
I like it because it sounds like hell, but we all know that it's Hull and why it's not good.
Yes, we all know. For any non-Ottawa people that don't know, though, Hull is just this gross place where all the underage kids go to party.
And also, arguably, people from Quebec as well.
Oh, yeah, true. But I don't know that we have any French listeners.
Probably not. They're too sophisticated for us.
They're too mature.
Mature.
So that's fine. Mm-hmm. Happy for them. Okay, should we outro?
We should end this out by saying thank you so much for tolerating this level of, what would I say, creative geniusness.
Intelligence.
Thank you. Thank you for sticking with us. Thank you for listening to Andrea practice her new career as an advice column journalist. And you know, stay sexy, put your face lotion on,
exfoliate your skin regularly,
and don't forget that our lives are forever worse than yours. Goodbye, everyone.
Ciao.
Bonsoir.
Au revoir. Oh, that was really bad French. I'm sorry.
Please keep that in.